Welcome back to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy for Thursday evening, August 20th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
From the ground up, Vinhomes is building cities to global smart city standards. Vinhomes is setting a new standard in urban development by embedding globally recognized smart city metrics into large-scale projects from the ground up. Through strategic partnerships with certification bodies, the company aims to showcase cities that are not only greener and smarter, but also perform against international benchmarks. This innovative approach is reshaping how future cities are conceived, governed, and evaluated, positioning Vietnam at the forefront of global urban innovation.
Porsche to stop producing the Taycan EV. Porsche is set to stop producing the Taycan EV with a target of 2030 for the wind-down process. The decision, provisionally backed by the Automaker's Works Council, signals a phased exit rather than an abrupt halt. This move may prompt other EV makers, like Lucid Motors, to consider expanding their model offerings.
Drought, wildfires, and heat are hampering Europe's energy transition. Drought and wildfires in Europe are challenging the energy transition, as seen with a Hungarian nuclear plant shutting down due to low water levels in the Danube River. This highlights the struggle faced by the continent in transitioning to cleaner energy amidst extreme climate conditions. Companies like Frontera's North America Inc. are innovating to overcome these hurdles.
American Fusion TM Inc. adds both commercialization and international finance expertise as Texatron TM development continues. American Fusion TM Inc. strengthens its team with the addition of John Gurdon, bringing international finance expertise, and Niklas von Schantz, focusing on brand strategy and commercialization. These appointments come as the company progresses with its Texatron TM Fusion Engine TM platform development, enhancing its corporate and commercial capabilities.
Investor news breaks. Frontera's North America announces August 27th closing of expanded Regulation A Plus offering after raising more than $45 million. Frontera's North America announced the closing of its expanded Regulation A Plus offering on August 27th. Raising over $45 million, the company attracted more than 15,000 shareholders and surpassed its initial qualified ceiling. This funding will support the development of its Mason County, West Virginia project, creating jobs and advancing its FAS Form T, solid carbon fractionation process. Investors can still participate in the offering until the deadline.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.